Ukraine security issue.
On June 5th, the 102nd day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported continuing Russian attacks on Ukrainian positions in the Donbas and shelling of cities and villages across the country. Over the past 24 hours, the Russian forces have delivered 15 strikes in the Donetsk region, using battle aircraft, multiple launch rocket systems, artillery and tanks, which resulted in civilian casualties and destruction of dozens of buildings and infrastructure facilities. The enemy forces continued to attack Ukrainian positions in the area of Bakhmut, the report said. In the Luhansk region, Severodonetsk and Lysychansk remained the Russian army's prime targets. Fierce fighting continued in Severodonetsk, where the Russian infantry, backed up by artillery, tried to capture the western half of the city. The situation near the neighboring city of Lysychansk also remained extremely tense, as Russian troops kept trying to push the Ukrainian defenders to the right bank of the Siversky Donets River, encircle them and cut the supply logistics. All in all, the Ukrainian forces beat off 5 massive attacks, destroying almost 50 pieces of enemy weaponry and equipment, the report said. Experts with the US-based Institute for the Study of War note that the Ukrainian forces succeeded in thwarting Russian attempts to encircle them in the Luhansk region and repelling attacks in Severodonetsk by way of effective local counterattacks in the city and along the western bank of the Siversky Donets. In the small hours of Sunday, almost simultaneously, Russia launched long-range cruise missiles targeting Kyiv and several other cities across the country. Several missiles that targeted the capital city were launched from a Tupolev 95 bomber over the Caspian Sea. One missile was destroyed, but the rest hit railroad facilities. According to Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko, one person was injured. It was the most massive missile strike on Kyiv since April. In the Kharkiv region, one-third of which is presently occupied, several villages located in the north and southeast of the region were struck by bombs and shells, including phosphorus shells. At least 6 civilians were wounded. Many houses and farm buildings were destroyed, said Oleg Sinyahubov, head of the Kharkiv Region Military Administration. The General Staff said that the Russian forces deployed to the region were fortifying their defense in order to stop the Ukrainian advance toward the Russian border. Russian artillery has again shelled villages in the Chernihiv and Sumy regions, located near the border, causing massive destructions of civilian infrastructure and civilian casualties. In the southeast of the country, Russian artillery shelled several villages in the Dnipropetrovsk region, destroying and damaging dozens of houses. In the south, Russian missiles launched from the Black Sea targeted industrial and infrastructure facilities in the coastal areas of the Mykolaiv region. Explosions were heard in the neighboring Odessa region. The Ukrainian air defense destroyed 4 missiles, but 2 hit granaries. According to the General Staff, there are presently 5 Russian ships in the Black Sea, armed with caliber high precision cruise missiles. While someone asks not to humiliate Russia, the Kremlin resorts to new insidious attacks. Today's missile strikes at Kyiv have only one goal – to kill as many Ukrainians as possible. Each of such terrorist attacks must face a tough response from European capitals – more sanctions and more weapons. Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the president's office head, wrote on Twitter on Sunday, slamming French President Emmanuel Macron's call for not humiliating Russia over President Putin's mistake, so that after-war diplomatic efforts could continue. The day before, Putin said in a TV interview that if Kyiv received long-range missiles, Moscow would use its own weapons against targets it has not struck until now. He also said that the supply of HIMARS artillery rocket systems to Ukraine would not make a big difference. He claimed that Ukraine had possessed similar Soviet-era weapons before. Verkhovna Rada chairman Ruslan Stefanchuk, currently on a tour of European capitals, has met in Berlin with German Defense Minister Christine Lambert to discuss topical issues of interactions and arms supplies to Ukraine. In particular, according to him, they discussed the long-awaited delivery of German tanks.
Це питання стосувалося леопардів, мердерів, гепардів, амуніції до них. Крім цього, я сказав, що Україна абсолютно з великим захопленням сприйняла ту
позицію. It was about Leopard, Murder and Gepard tanks and munitions for them. I also said that Ukraine was looking forward to the promised supply of the IRIS-T, the anti-aircraft system, that could protect Ukrainian cities from constant missile attacks. Ukraine is interested in everything that Germany can provide, because we want to upgrade our own ground and sea-based weapons. We will consider shipbuilding and construction of submarines, but that is a matter of the future. Germany and all other countries must realize that Ukraine is their eastern stronghold that defends them from the insane Russian Federation, said Ruslan Stefanchuk. Spain is also ready to supply Ukraine with anti-aircraft missile systems and Leopard battle tanks, according to El País. As we have reported, the Pentagon announced the third meeting of the Ukraine Support Group of Defense Ministers. U.S. Defense Minister Lloyd Austin wrote on Twitter that he would take part in the meeting scheduled for June 15th in Brussels.